From Tidbits on February 28th, 2011, this is Apple Updates MacBook Pro Line with Thunderbolt by Adam C. Angst. Leaving presumably bigger news, iPad 2 and iOS 5 perhaps, for the March 2nd media event, Apple has freshened up its MacBook Pro family of laptops, utilizing next-generation CPUs and graphics processing, the extraordinarily high-speed Thunderbolt peripheral networking technology, and a new FaceTime HD video camera. The aluminum unibody construction of the 13-inch, 15-inch, and 17-inch MacBook Pros remains the same. From a light peak blue sky, the marquee item in the new MacBook Pros is Thunderbolt, the first appearance in shipping hardware of an Intel I/O technology codenamed Lightpeak. Thunderbolt connects both to high-resolution displays and high-performance data devices using the same interface. Lightpeak was originally supposed to use fiber optic cable. This first release relies on copper wire, but has the same planned speed. Performance-wise, Thunderbolt zooms at 10 gigabits per second in both directions, a huge improvement over the 480 megabits per second of USB 2.0 and 800 megabits per second of FireWire 800, and it significantly outpaces USB 3.0's 4.8 gigabits per second. USB 3.0 is just hitting the market in real quantities now. Real-world performance will certainly be slower, as it is with USB 2.0. Testing will be necessary to see how close to the theoretical 10 gigabits per second devices can get. Apple says that Thunderbolt is based on PCI Express, the technology that links the high-performance components in a Mac, and DisplayPort, the display technology Apple's been using in the form of mini DisplayPort jacks in recent Macs. In fact, the new Thunderbolt port appears identical to mini DisplayPort. You can connect existing mini DisplayPort-capable monitors directly to the Thunderbolt port. Monitors using DisplayPort, DVI, HDMI, and VGA can be connected using existing mini DisplayPort adapters, too. A single Thunderbolt jack can accept a daisy chain of up to 6 high-speed devices, data devices, or 5 data devices and a display, all without the need for a hub. Apple's wording is quite specific, though. You cannot daisy chain multiple displays. As a proponent of multiple display Macs, I think that's too bad, but perhaps a future version of Thunderbolt will support multiple displays, or Apple will provide multiple Thunderbolt ports to allow this option. The Thunderbolt spec does support connecting up to 2 displays, though the MacBook Pro configuration handles the laptop's internal display and one external monitor. Apple's press release says, "Freely available for implementation on systems, cables, and devices, Thunderbolt technology is expected to be widely adopted as a new standard for high-performance I/O." That says you can expect to see Thunderbolt becoming standard across all new Mac models, and peripheral manufacturers will undoubtedly start releasing Thunderbolt-compatible versions of their devices shortly. Because Intel developed this technology, the firm will push heavily for its inclusion in PCs as well. That said, apart from replacing the mini DisplayPort jack on MacBook Pros, Thunderbolt is purely an add-on at the moment, given there are just a handful of storage devices that support it. For compatibility with shipping peripherals, all 3 MacBook Pro models retain their FireWire 800 ports and USB 2.0 ports, 2 in the 13-inch and 15-inch models, 3 in the 17-inch. The 13-inch and 15-inch models also feature SDXC memory card slots, that's secure digital extended capacity, an update to the previous SD card slots, and the 17-inch model retains its Express Card 34 slot. Dan Frakes and Dan Morin at Macworld have published additional information about Thunderbolt. Check out their article for more useful information. CPU and GPU. With the new MacBook Pro models, Apple increases the performance gap from the MacBook and the MacBook Air. The 13-inch MacBook Pro offers a choice of either a dual-core 2.3 GHz Intel Core i5 or a dual-core 2.7 GHz Intel Core i7. And where the change really happens is with the 15-inch and 17-inch models, which feature quad-core Intel Core i7 processors running at 2 GHz, 15-inch only, 2.2 GHz, or 2.3 GHz. Also notable from a performance standpoint is the fact that the 2.0 and 2.2 GHz CPUs come with 6 MB of shared L3 cache, and the top-of-the-line 2.3 GHz processor has 8 MB of shared L3 cache. All the processors support the Turbo Boost 2.0 technology that automatically increases the speed of the active cores to as much as 3.4 GHz when processor-intensive applications demand the power. Plus, hyper-threading is now standard on all the MacBook Pro models, enabling 2 threads to run simultaneously on each core, making macOS 10 think there are 8 cores on a quad-core processor and 4 on a dual-core processor, enabling tasks to be spread out more evenly. In terms of graphics, the 13-inch MacBook Pro relies on integrated Intel HD Graphics 3000 with 384 MB of DDR3 SD RAM shared with main memory. As with previous models, the 15-inch and 17-inch units also support the same integrated graphics for reducing power consumption in normal conditions. But the two larger MacBook Pros also feature discrete graphics processors for high-performance graphics needs. The 15-inch model comes with either the AMD Radeon HD 6490M graphics processor with 256 megabytes of GDDR5 memory in the 2.0 GHz CPU configuration, or the AMD Radeon HD 6750M graphics processor with 1 gigabyte of GDDR5 memory in the 2.2 GHz CPU configuration. The 17-inch model always relies on the latter. The automatic switching scheme between integrated and discrete graphics of the most recent MacBook Pros remains the same. For a free utility that manages switching for you, see Improve MacBook Pro Battery Life with GFX Card Status. FaceTime HD Camera. With these new MacBook Pros, Apple is further emphasizing FaceTime, the video calling technology that debuted with the iPhone 4 in June 2010 and came to the Mac in the form of a beta FaceTime app for, 4 months later. To encourage additional use of FaceTime, Apple has significantly improved the video camera in the new MacBook Pros, changing its name from iSight to FaceTime HD. Apple started this terminology change with other Macs released in late 2010. The FaceTime HD camera offers 3 times the resolution of the iSight, supporting high-definition 720p calls between MacBook Pros and standard resolution calls with older Macs, the iPhone 4, and the 4th-generation iPad Touch. If the next revision to the iPad includes a video camera, as expected by many, it'll be interesting to see if it's a FaceTime HD camera or an older iSight camera. By the way, FaceTime HD requires the advanced graphics processing in a new MacBook Pro along with a higher-resolution camera. New laptops have built-in hardware decoding for FaceTime HD, DVD playback, and iTunes playback. The new MacBook Pros come bundled with a free copy of FaceTime 1.0. Apple simultaneously released the 99-cent application in the Mac App Store for other Macs. For details about what has changed from the beta, see our Tidbits watchlist item, FaceTime 1.0. Although we still haven't seen FaceTime get much more than, hey, look at this, demonstration use among our family, friends, and colleagues, it's possible that by making it ubiquitous across all Apple devices, FaceTime will eventually take off, as did still image cameras in mobile phones. Initially, they were laughably bad and nearly universally ignored, but once their quality improved sufficiently and they became commonplace, people started using them heavily. Other features. The standard features you'd expect to see in a MacBook Pro remain, well, standard, including Gigabit Ethernet, 802.11n Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth 2.1 plus EDR on the communications side. The new models feature stereo speakers plus subwoofers, an omnidirectional microphone, digital analog audio in and out ports, combined in the 13-inch model, and support for the Apple iPhone headset with microphone and volume controls. Although batteries and the MagSafe chargers haven't changed at all, it's hard to tell how battery life will compare with the previous models, since Apple has changed how they estimate battery life from the previous generation of MacBook Pros, switching from a wireless productivity usage pattern to a wireless web pattern that results in lower battery estimates. For instance, the 13-inch model drops from up to 10 hours of wireless productivity to up to 7 hours of wireless web. The 13-inch model offers 320GB, 500GB, and 750GB hard disk options, while the other two give you the choice of either 500GB or 750GB. With any model, you can instead opt for a solid-state drive in 128GB, 256GB, or 512GB sizes, and all three include an 8x slot-loading superdrive. 4GB of RAM is standard across the line, with the option to increase that to 8GB for $200. Get the extra RAM, you won't regret it. The 13-inch model offers only a 1280 by 800 pixel LED backlit glossy display. However, with the 15-inch model, you can choose between a 1440 by 900 LED backlit glossy display or pay $100 more for a 1680 by 1050 glossy display. The higher resolution display also comes in an anti-glare option for $150 more than the standard display. The 17-inch model's 1920 by 1200 LED backlit display is also available in an anti-glare version for $50 more. Prices of the low-end 13-inch model start at $11.99, the 15-inch model starts at $17.99, and the 17-inch model starts at $24.99. Trick a 17-inch MacBook Pro out fully, though, and you'll hit $4,099. All models are available immediately. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Belite Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and I have to admit, these are pretty nice updates to the MacBook Pro. I have a first-generation aluminum MacBook, and don't desperately need a new one, but boy, it's got a lot harder. I was gonna choose the MacBook Air pretty much, you know, right away before, but the new 13-inch MacBook Pro looks awfully good.